Patrick McNamara with another podcast ping. A thought by a fountain flowed through my head, and it streamed through my mind as I thought once again. It was fed by emotions welling inside until a river of tears burst from my eyes. Picture an image of sky, an image of blue, an image of high. Picture an image of lake, an image of green, an image of wake. Picture an image of sand, an image of brown, an image of land. Old faded image, an image of beach, an image of you just out of reach. Old faded memory, older than time, older than pictures, older than rhyme. Long ago image, long ago thought. Thoughts of a place where we are not.
this awful place. No friends and no neighbors, because we're all the same. Here on this street, my heart no longer beats. It's 6 days and overtime, just to make ends meet.
Essence of honeydew wrapped inside a somber form, filled with the ice of misery, though sun shines down to keep you warm. There you stand beside the grave, weeping for your parted love. In your beauty you sadly stand, cold ground below, warm heart above. Let me tell a story of a lad, one that's not too scary, too happy, nor too sad. It started in a forest some distance from a town, in a humble country cottage with trees growing around. From there this boy started and grew up as a child, with loving parents guiding a home within the wild. Then one day he wanted to make it on his own, to see the world broad and far, and to learn what others had known. He packed his bags and gear and kissed his folks goodbye, for if he was to be a success, he must give at least a try. Walking down the road, he came across a man, covered with a long black robe and gloves upon his hand. "Where do you go?" asked the man, speaking to the boy. "I travel out to seek my fortune and to find what gives me joy." "Then heed my words clearly, son, if you want to find the way. I'll tell you how to find fortune, if you do so as I say. Follow the sun for half a day until you find a stream. Follow it west until you get to a forest that is not what it seems. Go into the forest for half a mile and continue for half the night. Look for a cave of crystal stone glowing blue in pale moonlight. Follow the cave as far as it goes until you reach its peak. That's where you'll find your heart's desire and the riches that you seek." Puzzled, the boy thanked the man for the words that he had said, and left to seek his fortune told with questions in his head. So with nothing to do, he journeyed on to find the riches foretold, and when he found the trickling stream, he headed west to seek the gold. Then as the sun set into the dusk, he found the forest as said, but when he passed the forest's edge, he found it was only a hedge. So past the hedge, he followed a path that led him to a cave, which shone as diamonds through the night, forming a magical nave. Fearing no threat, the boy entered in and followed the tubular route until he reached the top of the hill, which opened to where lava flowed out. Believing a trick, he turned about and started his way back down, when he saw from the corner of an eye the sparkling gold glint of a crown. He searched even further and found a small room piled high with jewels and gems. Coins covered the floor and the walls with the treasures of 1,000 rich men. But before he took even one coin, a cry roared throughout the room. So the boy turned about to see its source and discovered the animalistic boom. The source of the noise, to the boy's surprise, was a beast of great proportion. It was as tall as a house and as wide as a barn, and twisted and turned in contortion. Fearing the worst, the boy ran away and scrambled down the tunnel. But the creature pursued with fiery greed and followed him on the double. But luck was with the boy that night and saved him from a torture. The boy escaped and ran from the cave to savor his generous fortune. With bellowing chest and pounding heart, the boy breathed his relief. He had finally found what he held most dear, and the value of religious belief.
From the first hello gave to me, I've done nothing else but smile. And I know you're in a hurry, but it's gonna take a while. So forgive me if we go slow, but there's something I think you should know. I'm going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you'll never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. I'm not ready to say I love you yet. Push me in too deep, I've always been the fool who rushes in. I know you got to take the pieces one by one, for you've got everything. And so forgive me if we take time, but there's something that's been on my mind. I'm going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you'll never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. I'm not ready to say I love you yet. times when I'm mistaken, and there'll be times when we're gonna fight. But you needn't doubt, we can work it out, and in time we'll get it right. Oh, so forgive me if we go slow, but there's something I think you should know. I'm going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. Going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you'll never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. I'm not ready to say I love you yet.
Beyond the stars of the night, sleeping, as the cradled arms of rest enfold a gentle heart in compassionate love. Within the bounty and the beauty of tender, feathery feelings, as softness of satin covers the bosom in peace. With the grace of gossamer lifting through the sky, the blessed bodiless flight of a soulless sleep.
Thank you.
Music on this podcast has been C.D. Moss with A Lonesome Man's Dance, 8-Track All-Stars, Main Street Melancholy, C.D. Moss with Sululu, Great Big Sea with Fast As I Can, and Adhesion with Chopin Is Dead. Music has been provided by Podshow's PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. Poetry on this podcast has been A Thought by a Fountain, Nostalgia, Beautiful Essence of Honeydew, Folk Story, and Beyond the Stars of the Night, Sleeping by Patrick McNamara. You can find Podcast Ping at podcastping.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, please contact me at writerpatrick@netzero.net. Thank you for listening.